नमस्सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य तिङन्तप्रक्रियायाः षष्ठः पाठः, आगस्ट् मासस्य दशमः दिनाङ्कः. नाट् चेञ्ज् द डेट् बट् इस् द 10th. सर्वेभ्यः विश्वसंस्कृतदिनस्य शुभाशयाः. टुडे श्रावणपूर्णिमा, संस्कृतदिनम् इति आचर्यते सर्वत्र. किमर्थं क्रियते संस्कृतदिनस्य आचरणं, तद्दिने किं कुर्मः इति किञ्चित् चिन्तनं कर्तुं शक्यते. प्रायेण यदा कस्यचित् दिनस्य, स्वातन्त्र्यदिनस्य वा तादृशस्य आचरणं क्रियते, तदा विशिष्य तद्दिने चिन्तयितुं प्रेरणा भवेदित्येव आशयः भवेत्. तथैव संस्कृतोत्सवदिने किं चिन्तयितुं शक्यते अस्माभिः? सत्यहं सत्यवेक्षेत नरश्चरितमात्मनः इति सुभाषितमस्ति. किन्नु मे पशुभिस्तुल्यं किन्नु सत्पुरुषैरिति. प्रतिदिनम् अस्माकं प्रत्येकं कर्मणः पर्यवेक्षणम् अथवा प्रत्यवेक्षणं कर्तव्यम् इति. संस्कृतविषयेपि यद्यपि प्रतिदिनं न कुर्मः, तथापि वर्षे एकवारं वा कुर्मश्चेत् अस्माकं दिक् स्पष्टा भवेत्. किमर्थं संस्कृतमधीयते, तेन अस्माकं किं प्रयोजनं भवेदित्याशा मनसि अस्ति इति एकः अंशः. तदर्थं किं क्रियमाणमस्ति इत्यपरः अंशः. अग्रिमवर्षे किं कर्तुं शक्यते इति तृतीयः. एते त्रयः अंशाः यदि प्रतिवर्षम् एकवारं वा संस्कृतदिनस्य व्याजेन चिन्तयेम तर्हि उत्तमं भवेत् इति. संस्कृतस्य अध्ययनं किमर्थं क्रियते इत्यत्र सर्वेषां भिन्ना मतिः स्यात्. किन्तु एतत् स्मर्तव्यं, संस्कृतस्य अध्ययनमेव लक्ष्यं न. संस्कृतस्य अध्ययनेन जीवने किं परिवर्तनं भवति इत्येतदेव लक्ष्यं स्यात्. यदि अध्यात्मज्ञानं, मोक्षः इत्यादयः इत्यादीनि लक्ष्यानि भवेयुः, अथवा उत्तमजीवन विधानमेव लक्ष्यं भवेत्, अथवा धर्मप्रतिष्ठापनं लक्ष्यं भवेत्, धर्ममार्गे यथा चरेम तथा जीवनं परिवर्तयेम इति. यत्किमपि भवतु, संस्कृत अध्ययनेन किं साधयामः, किं साधयितुं प्रवृत्ताः इति एकं चिन्तनीयं, पुनः पुनः स्मरणीयं च. वि आफन् लूस् सैट् आफ् द फारेस्ट् फार् द ट्रीस्. अध्ययनं तु क्रियमाणं भवति, किं कुत्र गन्तुम् इच्छामः इति यदि विस्मरामः तर्हि गमनस्य मार्गः अपि न ज्ञायते एव. लक्ष्यं विचिन्त्य तत्र कथं प्राप्नुमः इत्यपि चिन्तनीयं. किं क्रियमाणमस्ति? संस्कृतस्य विषये भाषणम् अथवा अहं संस्कृताध्ययनं कर्तुमिच्छामि इति बहुवारं बहुभिः चिन्त्यमानं भवति, किन्तु तद्विषये वस्तुतः क्रियमाणमस्ति वा, अग्रे कुर्मः इति पोस्ट्पोन्मेण्ट् बहु भवति. एतद्विषये इति न, सर्वेषु विषयेषु भवत्येव, विशिष्य सत्कार्येषु अस्मिन् क्षणे प्रवृत्तिः इति दुर्लभमेव. आयुः क्षीणं न जानाति तस्मात् जाग्रत इति. प्रतिदिनम् आयुः क्षयमेति. कियदायुः वर्तते तत्र अस्माभिः किं किं करणीयम् इति स्पष्टतया विचिन्त्य तदपि करणीयं. संस्कृताध्ययनं कुतः आरम्भणीयम् अग्रे किम् अध्येतव्यं कुतः अध्येतव्यम् इत्यादीन्यपि निश्चेतव्यानि. अधीत्य किं कुर्मः इति पुनः प्रश्नः. केवलेन अध्ययनेनापि प्रयोजनं नास्ति. परोपकारार्थमिदं शरीरं यदधीतं तत् पाठनीयं प्रसारणीयम्. संस्कृतस्य प्रसारार्थमपि अस्माभिः निश्चयेन यत्नः कर्तव्यः. सः यत्नः केवलं परार्थमिति न. यदि पाठनं कुर्मः, प्रसारं कुर्मः, तेन अन्येषाम् उपयोगः भवेत् उत न भवेत् अस्माकं तु महते उपयोगाय भवति इति निश्चितम्. इदानीं मया पाठ्यते, पाठनेन छात्राणां प्रयोजनं भवति, भवति इति उद्देश्येनैव पाठ्यते, तेन भवेत्. किन्तु तदपेक्षया अत्यधिकं प्रयोजनं कस्य अस्ति अनेन पाठेन इति चेत् ममैव. मया यदधीतं तद् इदानीमेव अवगम्यते. भवद्भिः यदधीतं तत् तदा अवगम्यते यदा भवन्तः पाठयन्ति. तत्तु यावत् पाठ्यते तावत् न ज्ञायते अयम् अंशः. इट् इस् ओन्ली ड्यूरिङ्ग् टीचिङ्ग् दट् नालेज् बिकम्स् नो फर्म्. वितौट् टीचिङ्ग् इट् इस् आल्वेस् संशयात्मकं मनः. द निश्चयात्मिका बुद्धि विल् बि अटेन्ड् ओन्ली वेन् वि टीच् and help others to learn. अतः संस्कृतदिनस्य अस्मिन् शुभ अवसरे अस्माभिः सर्वैः एतद्विषये विचिन्त्य अग्रे प्रवर्तमयामश्चेत् सम्यक् भवेत्. व्योमसंस्कृतपाठशालापक्षतः तथा मत्पक्षतः सर्वेषां पुनः विश्वसंस्कृतदिनस्य शुभाशयाः. सूत्रार्थनिर्णयः. विभक्त्यर्थाः, परिभाषाः अधीयमानाः सन्ति. अनियमे नियमकारिणी परिभाषा. परिभाषाणां मुख्यं लक्ष्यं भवति सूत्रार्थस्य अवगमनम्. सूत्रे यानि पदानि भवन्ति तेषां कथं ज्ञानं, तेषाम् अर्थकरणं कथम् इति ज्ञातुमेव मुख्यतया परिभाषाणाम् उपयोगः. तत्र विभक्त्यर्थं ज्ञातवन्तः. सूत्रे प्रायेण चतस्रः विभक्तयः उपयुज्यन्ते. प्रथमा, षष्ठी, सप्तमी, पञ्चम्यः. तत्र प्रथमा विभक्त्या सामान्यतः विधिसूत्रेषु कार्यम् उच्यते. कार्यम् आदेशः, आगमः, लोपः, प्रत्ययो वा भवतु. एतच्चतुर्विधमपि कार्यं प्रथमा विभक्त्या उच्यते सूत्रे. इको यण्णचि इत्युक्ते यण् इति प्रथमा विभक्तिः, तेन यणादेशः उच्यते. आडुत्तमस्य पिच्च इत्यत्र आट् इति प्रथमा विभक्त्यन्तेन आगमः उच्यते. तस्य लोपः इत्यत्र लोपः इति प्रथमान्तेन लोपरूपं कार्यमुच्यते. नूल्तृचौ इत्यादिषु प्रथमान्तेन प्रत्ययः उच्यते. सो एनी आफ् दोस् फोर् केन् बि इण्डिकेटेड् बै प्रथमा विभक्ति. षष्ठी विभक्तिः प्रायेण द्वेधा, स्थानषष्ठी तथा अवयवषष्ठी. षष्ठीस्थाने योग इत्यनेन अनिर्धारितसम्बन्धविशेषा षष्ठी स्थाने योगा बोध्या. व्याकरणशास्त्रे यत्र अन्यः कश्चन सम्बन्धः न प्रतीयते तत्र षष्ठी विभक्तिः स्थानसम्बन्धं बोधयति. यथा इको यणचि इत्युक्ते इकः स्थाने, नाम इकः प्रसङ्गे यण् इति आदेशः भवति. आड् उत्तमस्य इत्यनेन उत्तमस्य नाम उत्तमपुरुषस्य प्रत्ययस्य आट् इति आगमः क्रियते. तस्य लोपः, तस्य इतः इत्संज्ञां विधाय तस्य लोपः. सर्वत्र षष्ठी विभक्त्या स्थानसम्बन्धः द्योत्यते. क्वचित् अवयवसम्बन्धोऽपि भवति. यत्र अवयवसम्बन्धः अथवा अन्यविधसम्बन्धः नास्ति तत्रैव स्थानसम्बन्धः. अवयवषष्ठी अवयविनं बोधयति. यथा मम हस्तः, मम इति षष्ठी अवयविनं बोधयति, हस्तः इति अवयवः. एवम् ऊद् उपधाया गोहः, गोहः उपधायाः ऊत्, गोहः इति अवयवषष्ठी. गोहः अवयवभूता या उपधा तस्याः ऊत्. उपधायाः इति स्थानषष्ठी, गोहः इति अवयवषष्ठी. अतः षष्ठी द्वेधा भवितुमर्हति. सप्तमी, सप्तमी विभक्तिः प्रायेण परसप्तमी इति वदामः. పరనిమిత్తం బోధయతి. తస్మిన్ ఇది నిర్దిష్టే పూర్వస్య సప్తమీ నిర్దేశేన విధీయమానం కార్యం వర్ణాంతరేణ అవ్యవహితస్య పూర్వస్య బోధ్యం. కార్యీ కార్యిణః పరం యన్నిమిత్తం తన్నిమిత్తం బోధయతి సప్తమీ విభక్తి. ఇకోయణసి అచిపరే ఇకః యణ్, అర్థాత్ ఇక్ ఇది స్థానీ అథవా కార్యీ, తస్మాత్ పరత్వేన యత్ర అచ్ నిమిత్తం దృశ్యతే తత్ర ఇదం కార్యం ప్రవర్తతే. షి తుక్ షకారే పరే తుక్ ఇది ఆగమః భవతి. ఢోఢే లోపః ఢకారే పరే ఢకారస్య లోపః భవతి. పరసప్తమి సప్తమ్యాం అన్యేపి అర్థాః దృశ్యంతే బహుత్ర. యథా విషయ సప్తమి ఇత్యుచ్యతే విషయః, యథా సంహితాయాం, సో ఇన్ ద డొమైన్ ఆఫ్ సంహిత, వెర్ ఎవర్ వి హావ్ సంహిత. వర్తమానే లట్ వర్తమానే కాలే వ్యక్తి, సో ఇన్ ద డొమైన్ ఆఫ్ కాల కాల్డ్ వర్తమాన. దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ పరసప్తమి, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ వెన్ ఫాలోడ్ బై వర్తమాన ఆర్ వెన్ ఫాలోడ్ బై సంహిత. ఇన్ సంహిత ఆర్ ఇన్ ద వర్తమాన కాల, ఇన్ ద డొమైన్, ఇన్ ద విషయ ఆఫ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ ద కరియర్స్ హ్యాపెనింగ్. So there is also one more called the Upapada Saptami, which we find only in Krut Pratyayas, where Saptami indicates the Upapada. Like say, it says Karmani Anu, say Kumbham Karoti. So for the Dhatu Kru, when we have an Upapada, which is the Karma Vachaka, so then we have a particular Pratyaya called Anu, Kumbham Karoti Iti Kumbhakaraha. So in those cases, we have the Upapada Saptami, which is limited only to the Kridanta Prakarana. Whereas Vishaya Saptami and Para Saptami are often found all through the Ashtadhyayi. Panchami Vibhaktihi Purva Nimittam Bodhayati. Karyanaha Purvam Yan Nimittam Vartate Tasya Panchami Vibhaktiya Bodhanam Bhavati. Tasmadityuttarasya Iti Sutram. Panchami Nirdeshena Vidhiyamanam Karyam Varnantarena Avyavahitasya Parasya Bodhyam. Hujalbhyo Herdhihi. Hu ఝల్ ఇత్యేతేభ్యః పరస్య హి ఇత్యస్య ధి ఇతి ఆదేశః. ఉదః స్థాస్తంభోః పూర్వస్య, ఉద్ ఇత్యస్మాత్ పరయోః స్థాస్తంభోః పూర్వసవర్ణః. న్యాప్ ప్రాతిపదికాత్ నీ ఆప్ ప్రాతిపదికాత్ పరయే ప్రత్యయాః విధీయంతే. సో ఆల్ దిస్ ఇస్ పంచమీ. సో దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ మోర్ పరిభాష విచ్ ఐ డిడ్ నాట్ స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ లాస్ట్ క్లాస్, విచ్ వుడ్ బి యూస్ఫుల్ ఇన్ సమ్ కేసెస్. So this is not a sutra but a paribhasha vakya. It says ubhaya nirdeshe panchami nirdeshah baliyan. There are some cases where in a sutra we find both saptami vibhakti and panchami vibhakti. There is no shashti. He just uses panchami and saptami. Panchami comes before and saptami comes after, where the karyi itself is not explicitly specified. So in those cases we say ubhaya nirdeshe yatra saptami panchami ubhayoh vibhaktyoh నిర్దేశ అస్తి పంచమీ నిర్దేశ బలీయాన్. పంచమీ ఇస్ స్ట్రాంగర్, విచ్ మీన్స్ పంచమీ రిటైన్స్ ఇట్స్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ పూర్వ నిమిత్త. ఓకే, సప్తమీ ఇస్ ట్రీటెడ్ యాజ్ షష్ఠీ. సే ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఎ సూత్ర డస్ సి ధుట్. ఓకే, డహ ఇస్ పంచమీ, సి ఇస్ సప్తమీ అండ్ ధుట్ ఇస్ ప్రథమ. వీ హ్యావ్ ద కార్య ధుట్ ఇస్ అన్ ఆగమ, డహ ఇస్ పంచమీ అండ్ సి ఇస్ సప్తమీ. So which should the dhuda agama be added to? The sutra is, artha is made as dat parasya. So the artha of panchami is retained. Si, saptami is treated as shashti. Sasya dhuda agama syat. Dat parasya sasya. So whatever is in saptami is treated as kari. And whatever is in panchami is the purva nimitta. Similarly, eed asaha. Eat asaha ane. Asaha is panchami. Eat is prathama, ane is saptami. So what we say, asaha parasya, anasya, eat adeshaha. So the ane, the saptami is treated as shashti. Okay. And asaha, the panchami retains its meaning. Ubhaya nirdeshe, panchami nirdesho, baliyan. So why put it in saptami at all? Why not say it in shashti is a question. So that question, he has his reasons. Whereas when he is taking through anuvritti, sometimes it is used as saptami, sometimes it is converted into shashti, sometimes it is simply for laghava. But we do find such occasions. So if we find such case, then Panchami is treated as Panchami, Saptami is usually treated as Shashti. So then we go into Agamas. Karyam Chaturvidham iti drishtam. Tatra Agamaha nama Nutanataya iha Varanaha Varana Samudayo Vashruyate saha Agama Shabdena Uchyate Agamaha Tritha Tit, Kit, Mit Takaraha It Kakaraha It Athava Makaraha It. Tatra Agamasya Kim Sthanam iti prashte Tit Adau Bhavati Kit Antye Bhavati Mit Tu Antyadatah Paraha Bhavati. Sutra Dvayamadhitam Adhyantau Takitau Mita Chontyat Paraha. Tit Dhatohu At Agamaha Dhatohu Adau Bhavati A Pat A Likh. Pratyasya Nakaragamaha Nut Tepe Nakaragamaha Pratyasya Adau Bhavati N Am Dhatohu Puk Agamaha Kitvant Ante Bhavati Dhatohu Ante Dap I Sthap I Angasya Num Iti Agamaha Angasya Yaha Antimaha Ache Tasmat Paraha Phala I Iti Phala Iti Angam I Iti Pratyaha Phala ityatra antimaha chi akaraha tasmat paraha phalan i manas i itasthite ange antimaha chi nakarottara akaraha tasmat paraha numagamaha manan s i. So this is what we studied last class. So we had an exercise identifying the vibhaktis and what they mean. Any volunteers? हरिनारायणम
हाँ तो जो प्रथम वासित खरा बसाये हो विसर्जनीय हा इति अनुवृत्ति है आशित रहा इति खरा बसाने हो इति स्थान षष्ठी अस्ति
षष्ठी न खरवसानयो हो इति सप्तमी हाँ उच्चतम अग्रे
अनंतरम विसर्जनीय हा जी प्रथमा देव आदेश है खरवसाने हो स्थाने विसर्जनीय हा बहुत ही
नो 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 रहा इत्यस्ति रहा इति षष्ठी रेफस्य स्थाने विसर्गः भवति
विसर्गः
खरवसानयो हो इति सप्तमी Kharavasanayoho Parayoho. When followed by Khar and Avasana, Repha is replaced by Visarga. Okay. So, the Vibhakti, if you just look at Kharavasanayoho, it is not possible to say which Vibhakti it is, whether it is Shashti or Saptami. But you take the file, the Ashtadhyayi file, it gives the Vibhakti of the words. Okay. So, Kharavasanayoho is Saptami and Raha is Shashti. The next one.
Nasya padandasya jali. Anuvrtihi maha anusumvaraha. Adra nakarasya apadandasya jali anusvaraha bhavati. Adha nas iti shashti.
Naha iti shashti.
Naha iti shashti. Apadandasya jali iti saptami.
Jali iti saptami.
Dha nakarasya sthane anuswaraha bhavati.
Jali pare. Maha ityapi shashti. Naha maha. Iti ubhayam. Apadantasya nakarasya makarasya cha jali pare anuswaraha bhavati. Iti artha. Maha ityapi shashti. Naha ityapi shashti. Jali iti saptami, anuswaraha iti prathama. Okay. Astu, dhanyavadaha. Yes. Nitish Chandra.
Adesha upadeshe shiti. Upadeshe saptami vibhakti. Ashiti is also saptami. Before anything which has
Shu. Shu as it, huh?
Atma Vibhakti. Echa is Shashti. So, Echa Stane. Ashiti Upadeshe. Atya.
Yeah, very good. So, Echa is Shashti. Echa Stane. Atadesha. Upadeshe. Yaha Ashit. Tasmin Pare. Okay, great. Next.
Iditonum Dhatuha. Iditaha is Visheshana. Visheshana to Dhatuha. So, Munum is Prathma Vibhakti and Dhatuha is Shashti Vibhakti. So, Idito Dhatuha Sthane. Idito Dhatuha Sthane Numagama Syat.
So there is no nimitta here. It just says iditaha dhatuhu num. A dhatu which is idit will get num. That's what.
Okay.
Yeah. Dhanyavada. Ravichandran ji.
Nunoho kuk tuk shari. Nunoho 6-2. That's shashti. Kuk and tuk abod pratama. Shari saptami. So, anuvritti will be samhitayam padasya va. All of them are anuvritti. So, it will be samhitayam vishaye apadanto nakara kakara nakara nakara yoho shari parata vikalpena yatastanam kuktukau agamo bhavata.
So, yeah, ngnoho is the sthana. So, nakara and nakara will get kuktuk as the agama when followed by shar. So there are other conditions, as you said, from Hitayam and Va. Okay. Next.
Yero Arunasike and Nasiko Va. So Yaraha 6-1 Stane. Arunasike Saptami. Anunasikaha will be again Ava. It is Prathama. Va Abhyayam. Anuvritti will be Samhitayam Padantat.
Okay.
I think it's by Manduka Sati or something like that.
It's okay. So, just let's do look at what is here. That's enough for now. Because we're not aiming at a complete sutra. It's only the Vibhakti Artha. So
it will be Samhita Padantasya Yarahastane Anunasike Parataha Vikalpena Anunasika Adesha Bhut.
So Yarahastane Anunasika Adeshaha Va Anunasike Pare. So a yar is replaced by Anunasika when followed by an Anunasika. Thank you. Paul?
Oh, you haven't heard me yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Adachicha? Okay. Ataha, dve, yaraha are the anuvritti. Yaraha is shashti. Yarastane. Ajaha is panchami. Ach, purvaha. Dve, and is prathama. Yar, dve, vikalpena. Adeshaha.
Anachi?
Anachi. Avyaya. Avyavahite. Anachicha. Okay, it's saptami, sorry.
Saptami, yeah.
Okay, yeah, saptami. Avyavahite. Anachicha.
Anachi. Pare. So, Ataha Parasya. Ataha is Panchami. So, Ataha Parasya. Yaraha is Shashti. Yaraha Sthane. Dve is Prathama. Dve Staha. Anachi Pare. Okay. So, we have all Vibhaktis here. Panchami, Shashti, Saptami and Prathama. So, the Panchami, Shashti, Saptami are in order. So, first Ataha, then Yar, then Anach. Okay. So, Yar is replaced by Dve. Okay. Next. Paul?
Ataha bis ice. Ataha pisa ice. Bisaha shashti. So this
has time.
Ataha panchami. Ata angaha purvaha.
Ataha angat parasya. Yeah.
Ice prathama ais adeshaha.
So bhisaha sthane ais adeshaha ataha parasya. So when preceded by at, bhis is replaced by ais. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Ananta Krishnan.
Namaste. Jhalo jhali. Jalaha jhali. Lopaha iti prathama vibhakti bhuti.
Lopaha prathama.
Jalaha iti. Jalaha iti.
Panchami. Jalaha iti panchami.
Panchami. Jalaha parasya. Sasya. Jhali satami. Lopaha bhuti.
Yeah, so jalah parasya sasya jali pare lopaha. Next.
Lung lung.
Lung shu. Lung shu at udattaha. Lung 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 shu at udattaha.
Rung lang rung shu tat saptami. Udataha prathama.
At udataha iti ubhayam prathama.
Pavate vatla tata.
Lung lang rung shu pareshu. When followed by lung lang rung at udataha. There is udata at as the adesha. For what? I'm not special. There is the Angadhikara. Sangasya at Bhavati.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Was this difficult? The exercise. There was one question. What is Avasana? Avasana is Viramaha Avasanam. Varnanam Abhavaha Avasanam. Where there is no other letter following, we call it as Avasana. Okay. At the end, basically, without anything following, is called Avasana. Okay, the next exercise, any volunteers other than those who have volunteered? Lalita, Mohone.
Yeah. Namaste.
Asmin
Abhyase, Agama Sthanam Nirdeshtevyam. Yad Shashti Vibhaktya Muktam Tatra Eva Agamaha Tasya Agamaha Bhavishyati.
Uttamam.
Lang Lakare Pare Angasya At Agamaha. Lang Lakara Pratyasya At Agamaha.
No. Angasya. Angasya.
Angasya.
Apath lang. That's all I mean. Eva. Agre.
Harasma parasya. Aham prakeyasya nut agamaha. Nut etit asti. Prakeyasya aham prakeyasya nut syat. Adhyantav takitav iti sutrena. Nakarasya nakaraha prasya prasya adav syat. Atra udaharanam rama nut am.
Rama n am nakaraha.
Nakara. Ramana.
Ramana. हा तत्तु अग्रे रामाणां भवति राम न आम सुधी
सुधी
दीर्घमस्ति तत्करणेन तत्र दीर्घात् परस्य आमः नुट् नास्ति अनेन अतः सुधी आम् इत्यत्र नास्ति राम न आम् धन्यवादः
राम तत्र
भवति
दीर्घकारणे
न भवति सत्यं सत्यं रमा महादेवन् राम वदतु
शप् प्रत्यये परे विचारीणां धातूनां लुम् आगमः लुम् इति नित् नित् भवति अचोन्त्यात् परे नकारस्य आगमः स्यात् मुच् शा इति उकारः अस्ति मकारोत्तर उकारः अस्ति तस्य परे मुञ्च् शा इति
भवति
मुञ्च् शा आकारान्तस्य धातोः निच् प्रत्यये परे पुक् आगमः पुक् इति किच् अस्ति अनेन अन्तावयवः भवति आगमः दा निच् अत्र दकारोत्तर आकारात् परे अकारः आगमः भवति दात् इ इति भवति
सत्यम् एवं स्थाप्
तथैव था स्थाप् इ
सत्यं धन्यवादः नीलेश महोदय
प्रत्ययस्य पिट् आगमः अत्र अथ ता इति आगमात् रेट्टित् आगमात् आदौ आगच्छति अतः पठ ता तथैव वन्दितव्य
वन्दितव्य
पठिता वन्द पठिता वन्दितव्य इति
सत्यं
षि प्रत्यये परे अजन्तस्य झलन्तस्य च अङ्गस्य नुम् आगमः अत्र मित् आगमः अस्ति अतः अन्तिमस्य अचः परे आगच्छति अतः वन प्लस् न प्लस् षि इ इति भवति तथैव जग न त जगन्त
इ वनानि जगन्त इ
जगन्त इति भवति अग्रिमकरणीयं वा
रुधादिगणः एकं वदतु अनन्तरं
रुधादिगणस्य धातोः सार्वधातुकप्रत्यये परे श्नम् प्रत्ययः आगमः अत्र श्नम् मित् अस्ति अतः अन्तिम अचः परे आगच्छति अतः रुध मध्ये रकारत्ववर्ति उकारस्य परे अतः रु अधिक न अधिक ध अधिक ति रुन् अस्ति इति भवति
न धि तत्र श्नम् इत्यत्र न
रसाभ्यां नोणा तत्र भि न द ति
भिनदति भिनत्ति इति अग्रे भवति धन्यवादः पूजा
भी धातोः णिच् प्रत्यये परे उक् आगमः शुक् आगमः शुक् आगमः आगमः तत्र शुक् इति कित् कित् अन्ते भवति भी पु नि इ
भी श शुक् शुक्
भी श
तत्र आगमेषु एतादृशेषु स्वरः शुक् इत्युक्ते शकारः इत्येव अर्थः अतः भी
ह्रस्वस्य इति कृत् प्रत्यये परे तुक् आगमः. अत्र तुक् इति कित् अन्ते भवति. कृ त य
कृ त य कृत्यम्
कृत् य लोट् लकारस्य उत्तमपुरुषप्रत्ययस्य आट् आगमः. अत्र आट् इति तित् भवति. पठ आ नि
प्रत्ययस्य आदौ
आदौ अ पठ नि
न न न प्रत्ययस्य तेव सम्यक् उक्तं प्रत्ययस्य आदौ
पठ अ नि
पठ आ नि
पठ आ नि
So one word about exercises. Please make sure you find some time at least for the exercises after class. Definitely this is one class. I mean, we are still in the introduction, but as we go into Tingantas, it is impossible to retain what you have learnt without working on it. Okay, Tinganta Prakriya. Prakriya anywhere is like that, especially Tingantas. So you need to work, so better develop the habit from now. And anyway, in any study, if the Guru does not have Purvavalokana, if the Shishya does not have Punaravalokana, Adhyayanam Vyartham Devachyate. The teacher should look at the subject before class and the student should look at it after class. Without it, it will not make sense. Okay. So please work out the exercises and please volunteer for the answers. It does not matter if you are wrong. Does not matter at all. All of us are just learning, but it is the effort that matters. Okay. So which means you learn at least something. It's you retain what you have heard. Retention is only some 10 or 20%. If you look at it, say retention is some 30%. It's only when you sit and work on it that you can just retain much more till up to 60% or 70% of what you have learnt. Okay. So, agre chamaha paribhashasu itopi kimasti karyabhijnanam karyam chaturvidham iti drishtam lopaha agamaha adeshaha pratyaha tatra sarvanyapi karyani prathama vibhaktaveva nirdishyante. तत्र कथं कः प्रत्ययः कः आदेशः कः आगमः इति कथं जानीमः इति एकः प्रश्नः भवति. सर्वमपि प्रथमाविभक्तौ एव अस्ति. एकः निर्दिष्टः, सः प्रत्ययः वा आदेशः वा आगमः वा कथं ज्ञायते इति तत्पूर्वं केचन प्रश्नाः सन्ति. श्नम् इत्यत्र सः प्रत्ययः आगमः इति उभयं भवति वा युगपत् इति. सः अपूर्वः, इट्स् अ रेर् केस्. यस्, श्नम् इस् अ विकरण प्रत्यय एण्ड् इट् इस् आल्सो एन् आगम. ओके, इट् इस् वन् प्रत्यय इस् जनरलि परश्च इस् एडेड् आफ्टर् द प्रकृति. दिस् इस् वन् केस् वेर् बिकास् आफ् द मित् बिकास् आफ् द पवर् आफ् मित् इट् इस् एडेड् इन् बिट्वीन्. इट् इस् वन् प्रोबब्लि द ओन्ली केस् वेर् अ प्रत्यय इस् आल्सो गिवन् एस् एन् आगम. दट् इस् हेज् मित् बिकास् आफ् विच् इट् इस् एडेड् नाट् एट् द एण्ड् बट् आफ्टर् द फैनल् अच्. सो तत्र पिति इति अस्य कः अर्थः इति. हस्रस्य पिति कृति तुक् पित्. पकारः यत्र इत् सः पित्, शकारः यत्र इत् सः षित् इत्यादय. चतुर्विधानि कार्याणि कथं ज्ञायन्ते. लोपः ज्ञातुं बहु सुलभः. सर्वदा लोपशब्देन उच्यते अथवा लुक् श्लु लुप्. प्रत्ययस्य लुक् श्लु लुपः. प्रत्ययस्य लोपः लुक् श्लु लुप् शब्दैः उच्यते अथवा तस्य लोपः इत्यादिषु साक्षात् लोपशब्देन उच्यते. अतः लोपः ज्ञातुं बहु सुलभः. आगमः कथं ज्ञायते इत्यपि दृष्टवन्तः. टित् कित् अथवा मित् भवति सः आगमः. सो इफ् सम्थिङ्ग् हेपन्स् टु हाव् टकार ककार आर् मकार एस् आगम, इट् अस् इत् देन् इट् इस् अन् आगम एण्ड् नाट् अन् आदेश. सो इफ् इस् इस् नुट् इट् इस् नाट् आदेश, इट् इस् अन् आगम. If he says num, it is an agama, not an adesha. Pratyaha. Pratyaha iti samnya paninina datta. Samnya adhikaratvena diyate. So it is something which covers three chapters of Ashtadhyayi. So if the sutra lies in between this range, from 311 to 54140, what it is giving is a pratyaya. Yad vidhiyate saha pratyaha iti jnayate. सूत्रं यदि एतेषु अन्तर्भवति तर्हि तेन विधीयमानः प्रत्ययः, अन्यत्र प्रत्ययस्य विधानं नास्ति. सो प्रत्ययस् आर् नाट् गिवन् एनिवेर् इन् द अष्टाध्यायी. सो वन्स् वि ऐडेण्टिफै दीस् वेदर् इट्स् अ लोप आगम आर् प्रत्यय, सो एव्रिथिङ्ग् एल्स् इस् अन् आदेश. एव्रिथिङ्ग् एल्स् दट् इस् इन् prathama vibhakti. Okay, everything else that is in prathama vibhakti is an adesha. Okay, so lopaha agamaha pratyayah adeshah. Adesha sthana nirnayah, agamaha kutra bhavati iti jnatam, adeshah kutra bhavati ityapi jnatavyam. Yatra ekaha varanaha eva sthanitvena nirdishyate tatra kleshah nasti. If he says ikaha yan, it's very simple. There is only one letter ik. Ik is replaced by yan. Jhalam jashonte. Jhalam jash. A jhal letter is replaced by a jash letter. That is fine. But when he says something like diva ut. Divaha ut. Okay. Divaha iti shashti, ut iti prathama. Div is replaced by u. So now the question, do we replace the entire div by u or do we replace only a part of it? If a part of it, which part is a question. So, अतः आदेशस्य किं स्थानम् इति निर्णेतुं काश्चन परिभाषाः सन्ति. अलोन्त्यस्य इस् द डिफाल्ट् परिभाषा. इट् सेस् अलः अन्त्यस्य षष्ठी, षष्ठी निर्दिष्टस्य अन्त्यस्य अलः आदेशः स्यात्. बै डिफाल्ट् एन् आदेश विल् रिप्लेस् द फैनल् अल्. अल् इति वर्णस्य प्रत्याहारः. अ इ उण् इति अकारादारभ्य हल् इत्यत्र लकारपर्यन्तं सर्वे वर्णाः निर्दिश्यन्ते. अन्त्यस्य अलः द फैनल् वर्ण आफ् षष्ठी निर्दिष्ट आफ् द स्थानी विल् बि रिप्लेस्ड् बै एन् आदेश. सो एनी आदेश विल् बै डिफाल्ट् रिप्लेस् द फैनल् लेटर् आफ् द स्थानी. ओके, से दिव औत् इति उच्यते. दिवः इति षष्ठी, औत् इति प्रथमा, सौ इति अनुवर्तते सप्तमी. दिव इत्यस्मात् सुप्रत्यये परे औत् इति आदेशः. सो दिस् इस् नाट् से प्रत्यय, नाट् आगम, नाट् अ लोप. सो दिस् इस् अन् आदेश. सो नौ दिव षष्ठी निर्दिष्टस्य दिव इत्यस्य अन्त्यस्य अलः द फैनल् अल् विच् इस् वकार, वकारस्य स्थाने आदेशः भवति. दि उ सु. Di au su. Sorry, it is not u, this is au. Di au su. So we have diauhu as the form. So vakara is replaced by ukara. Similarly, ashtana a vibhaktau ityuchyate. Ashtanaha iti shashti, a iti prathama, vibhaktau iti saptami. Ashtan shabdasya vibhaktau a iti adeshaha. So ashtan bhyam. सो नकार अन्तिमः अल् षष्ठी निर्दिष्टस्य अन्त्यस्य अलः नाम नकारस्य स्थाने आ इति आदेशः. अष्ट आ भ्याम्, अष्टाभ्याम् इति रूपम्. सो दट् इस् द डिफाल्ट् सूत्र. अन्त्यस्य अलः, अलोन्त्यस्य, अन्त्यस्य अलः स्थाने आदेशः. किन्तु तस्य अपवादाः सन्ति. आदेः परस्य, परस्य आदेः अलः इति अनुवर्तते षष्ठी इति. परस्य यद्विहितं तत्तस्य आदेः बोध्यम्. वेन् वी हेव् अ पञ्चमी एस् निमित्त एण्ड् द पर एस् द कार्यी, देन् इन्स्टेड् आफ् द लास्ट् अल् द आदेश विल् रिप्लेस् द फस्ट् अल्. परस्य यद्विहितं तत्तस्य आदेः बोध्यम्. आदेः अलः स्थाने आदेशः भवति. यथा द्व्यन्तरुपसर्गेभ्यो प ईत् सूत्रम्. द्वि अन्तर् उपसर्गेभ्यः इति पञ्चमी, अपः इति षष्ठी, ईत् इति प्रथमा. सो द्वि अन्तर् उपसर्गेभ्यः परस्य अपः ईत्, अपः स्थाने ईत् आदेशः. नौ परस्य यत्र विधीयते तत्र आदेः अलः, द फस्ट् अल् विल् बि रिप्लेस्ड्. सो से वि हेव् द्वि एण्ड् अप. Okay, dvi is the sthani, dvi is the nimitta, tasmat parasya apaha, apa is the sthani, shashti nirdishtasya, adeha alaha, the first akara is replaced by e. So we have dvi e pa, it becomes dvipa. So parasya yadvihitam tattasya adehe vodhyam. Anekal shit sarvasya. Anekal shit cha. So there is a question. So explain again. Sure. See, Alontyasya says, by default, Adesha is for the ending letter. But in cases where we use Panchami Vibhakti as a Nimitta, and Kari comes after the Panchami Vibhakti. We saw the Nimitta can be of two kinds. There is Paranimitta and Purvanimitta, where the Nimitta comes first and the Kari comes after. If there is Panchami, so the Nimitta comes first and then Kari. If there is Saptami, the Kari comes first and then the Nimitta. So Parasya Yadvihitam, where the Kari comes after the Nimitta. That is, there is a Nimitta in Panchami and the Kari comes after it. So if that is the case, if the sutra says A plus B, B is replaced by something, then it is the first letter of B that the Adesha will replace. If the format is A plus B, A is replaced by something when followed by B. Okay, so then if A, then it is the last letter. Okay, so basically, I mean, the format is, if you have two things, so if you are replacing the left hand side, that is, if the left portion is the Adesha, then we replace the final letter of the Sthani with the Adesha. If the right hand side is the Sthani, then we replace the first letter of the Sthani with the Adesha. Okay. So where there are basically two, only one Nimitta and one Kari. If the Kari is on the left, replace the final letter. If the Kari is on the right, replace the first letter. Okay. So then there is an exception to both. Anekal shit. If the Adesha is anekal or shit. Okay. So that is, those two are the general rules. So left hand side replace the final letter, right hand side replace the first letter. Now anekal shit. If the Adesha is anekal or shit. Aneke alaha yasmin anekal. If the Adesha has more than one letter as the Adesha. Okay. So if you look at all the previous cases, the Adesha is Ikara, a single letter. If you go back, the Adesha is Akara, which is a single letter. If the Adesha is Aukara, which is also a single letter. In contrast, if the Adesha has many letters, Anekal, or if it is Shit, Shakara, Shaha Ita Yasya Shit. So Shakara is it. So in both these cases, Sarvadesha, it will replace the entire Sthani with the Adesha. Not just one letter, but the entire Sthani is replaced with the Adesha. For example, we say Astehe Bhuhu. Astehe is Shashti, Bhuhu is Prathama, Ardhadhatuke is Saptami. So whenever followed by Ardhadhatukas, or in case of Ardhadhatukas, As dhatu is replaced by bhu. Now the sthani is as. So tum is an example of ardha dhatuka pratyayam. So as tum. So the sthani is as. Okay. And the adesha is bhu. Okay. Bhu is anekal. It has bhakara and ukara. There is more than one al. Okay. So bhu is anekal. If it is anekal, it will replace the entire sthani, that is as. Totally is replaced by bhu. What should have happened by Alontyasya? Only sakara should have been replaced by the adesha. But this says anekal shit sarvasya. If the adesha is anekal or if it is shit, we replace entire sthani with adesha. It is completely replaced. So us is replaced by bhu. The form will be bhavitum and not astum. Okay. So this is an example for anekal. Similarly, shit. Idamaha ish. It is ti. idamaha iti shashti, ish iti prathama. So when followed by certain pratyayas, okay, this is through prakarana we get this. Okay, some pratyayas. Say idam ha iti asti, ha iti pratyaya, ish iti adesha vidhiyate. So what should happen? Actually, only the makara should be replaced by ikara. Ish ityatra shakara ha it. Halantyam ityanena shakara seet samya. E is the adesha. Ikara adesha. So by default, it should have replaced only makara. But because it is shit. Anekal shit sarvasya. Yadi adesha ha shit tarhi sarvadesha ha bhavati. So it will replace idam completely. So it becomes iha. Idam is totally replaced by I. So, if the adesha is anekal, having more than one al, or if it is shit, having shakara as it, then sarvadesha, it will replace the sthani completely. Clear? Any questions? Okay, we will see some more examples. So this anekalshit sarvasya is an exception to both alontyasya and adehparasya. Generally we say if it is for the left hand side, that is, then we replace the final al. If it is for the right hand side, we replace the first al. But if it is anekal arshit, in all cases we replace the entire sthani. Okay, we saw one example for anekal and shit here. So bhyaso bhyam. Example, yushmadasmadbhyam bhyasaha bhyam. Yushmadasmadbhyam is panchami, bhyasaha is shashti, bhyam is prathama. So, when precede, yushmad and asmad are followed by bhyas, bhyas is replaced by bhyam. This is parasya yadvihitam. This is a karya for the para. Okay, bhyas. So, by adeh parasya, it should have replaced only bhakara. But the adesha is anekal. Hakara, yakara, akara, makara, ha. Aneke alaha santi. Ataha, sarvasya, it replaces the entire vyas is replaced by bhyam. Okay. Yushmad bhyam. Vyas is totally replaced by bhyam. Okay. Don't be confused that it is the last letter. Vyas is completely replaced by bhyam. Yushmabhyam iti rupam, evam asmabhyam iti. Ashtabhya aush. Ashtabhyaha aush jashyasoho. So ashtabhyaha is panchami, aush is prathama, jashyasoho is shashti. So when preceded by the ashta, the ashtan shabda with akara, so jas and shas are replaced by aush. Aush ityetat shit, shakaraha it. Ataha as iti purnasya sthane au iti bhavati. Ashta au ashtau iti rupam. Okay. So whether it is for the left hand side or the right hand side, anekal and shit will replace the entire sthani with the adesha. The adesha itself will replace the sthani completely. Okay. Huh. Anekal ityatra idvaranam grahanam bhavativa iti prashnaha idvaranam gananam na bhavati iti uttaram. So when you are deciding whether an adesha is ekal or anekal, we don't consider the it. Okay, without the it letters, is it ekal or anekal? For example, you say aush. Okay, there is au and sh. So is this anekal? No, it is not. If it were anekal, we don't need shakara. I mean, even without it, just because it is anekal, we could have replaced. Shakara goes by halantyam. So it is au. This is not anekal. Because it is shit, it is replacing as sarvadesha. Okay. So there is a question to it. Ais. Ato bhisa ais. Bhis is replaced by ais. So ais is anekal or ekal. Ais ityatra sakarasya itsamya nasti. Okay. The sakara does not have itsamya there. Because it is vibhakti, na vibhaktau tusmaha. Sakarasya itsamya nasti. Ataha ais iti anekal eva. because it is not it samya. If sakara were it, then I would have been ekal. Sakara is not it. So ice is anekal. This is totally replaced by ice. Nanubandha kritam anekal tum itself is a paribhasha vakya. Okay, so with anubandhas, that is with it letters, we do not have anekal. Okay. Removing the it letters, then only we see whether it is ekal or anekal. If the adesha has single letter or many letters. Okay. So clear with these three? There is any questions? So this is the last sutra in this connection, which says nitcha. Okay. The sutra prama is alontyasya nitcha adeh parasya anekalchit sarvasya. Okay. So nitcha. So alaha antyasya shashti iti anuvartate. Ayamapi antyasya ivasya. An adesha which is nit will replace the final al. Okay. Say anang sau ityasti. Sakshuhu iti shashti, sau iti saptami, anang iti prathama. Okay. Lakaraha it. Okay. The actual adesha is an. Okay. An is anekal. There is akara and nakara. So it should actually have replaced the entire word. But nitcha, if the adesha is nit, then it replaces only the final letter and not the entire sthani. So you have sakhi su. Okay. So there the ikara is replaced by an. So it becomes sakhan su. Only the ikara is replaced by an. Okay. E is the sthani and an is the adesha. So sakhan su. So nitcha, if the adesha is nit, then it will be antadesha. Okay. So in understanding these four sutras, always follow the karma. Nit is the first thing that we decide. If the adesha is nit, then it will always be for the final al. Okay. So nit iti sarvada antyasya adesha bhavati. Okay, nit antyasya. So other than nit, if the adesha is anekal, has many letters, then sarvasya adeshaha. It is for the whole thing. Evameva shit adeshaha. If the adesha has shakara as it, then it is a sarvadesha. Okay, we have to decide in this krama because nit is an exception to everything else. So if the adesha is nit antyasya adeshaha. Yadi anekal athavashit tarhi sarvasya adeshaha. So if it is none of these, if it is not nit, not anekal, not shit, then shidvinnaha parasya ekal adeshaha. So if the adesha is a single letter for the para, okay, adesha is a single letter and not shit and is for the para. Parasya yadi adeshaha tarhi adehalaha, it will be for the first letter. So purvasya ekal adeshaha, if it is a single letter adesha for the purva, then it will be antyasya alaha. Okay. So nit antyasya, anekalshit sarvasya, parasya adehe, antyasya, purvasya antyasya. Okay. So everything else, the default comes last. Okay. If it is none of these, then it will be antyasya alaha. Okay, so there is a question. So there is a question here. Should an anekal replace another anekal only? Not necessarily. An anekal can replace an ekal. Like say you have H O ayavayavaha. A is replaced by ay. Okay, ay adesha is anekal and the sthani is ekal. But if the sthani is ekal, we don't have a confusion at all. If the sthani is a single letter, we always replace the letter with the adesha. If the, whether the adesha considers one letter or many, we have to replace the sthani, the letter completely with the adesha. So if the sthani is ekal, there is no confusion. The confusion arises only when the sthani is anekal. That is, the sthani has many letters. So, which of those do we replace? So, in that case, if it is nit, we replace the final letter. If it is anekal shit, we replace it entirely. If it is parasya adesha, we replace the first letter. Otherwise, we replace the last letter. Okay. So, now, there is one more question, is 1153, that is Nietzsche, an exception to Adesh Parasya. No, Nietzsche is an C. The order is, you have first Alontyasya. Alontyasya is the general rule. Adesh Parasya is an exception to Alontyasya. Okay. Adesh Parasya overrules Alontyasya. Anekalshit Sarvasya overrules Anekalshit Sarvasya overrules both Alontyasya and Adesh Parasya. Anekalshit Sarvasya is an exception. Okay. So it will overrule both Alontyasya and Adesh Parasya. Nitcha overrules Anekalshit Sarvasya. Okay. So that is the order. Okay. So Nitya is not directly an exception to Adesh Parasya. It is an exception to Anekalshit Sarvasya. But Anekalshit Sarvasya itself overrules both Alontyasya and Adesh Parasya. So there is one more question. Was there an audio problem? What was not heard? I don't know. Which point you need repetition? Please ask. So now, atobhis ais. So somebody asked that ais is not a vibhakti. This is an vibhakti. So how can we apply na vibhaktau to smaha? So vibhakti is the sup pratyayas. Ais is an adesha to the vibhakti. So bhavi samyam ashritya. We use the bhavi samyam. Okay. So when ice replaces this, because of sthanivad bhava, ice is also treated as a vibhakti. So because of it, sakara will not get its samyam. Okay. Okay. So the last thing I said was that Alontyasya is overruled by Adesh Parasya. Both Alontyasya and Adesh Parasya are overruled by Anekalshit Sarvasya. Anekalshit Sarvasya is overruled by Nitya. That is why always we treat the Nitya first. Okay, if it is Nit, we don't see anything else. It is Antyasya Adesha. So after that we see Anekalshit. If it is Anekal or Shit, it is Sarvadesha. After that we see Adesh Parasya. Always the general sutra comes last. The exceptions come first. Okay. So there are a few more questions. So will there ever be a chance to see a shit that is akal or a nit that is anekal? Shit is mostly akal and nit is always anekal. That is why it's an exception. Okay, shit is akal. That is why it is mentioned separately than anekal. If shit were anekal, then we could have done the adesha by anekal itself. So shit is always, as in mostly akal, and nit is always anekal. That is why it overrules, it is an exception to anekal shit. Okay. Nit is always anekal. Because it was anekal, it would have replaced sarvasya, but he added nit to make it only antyadesha. Okay, so there is one more question still with ice. That ice becomes vibhakti only after replacement. As I said, bhavini samyam ashritya. Bhavini vibhakti samyam ashritya it samya nivaranam kriyate. We utilize the samya which we know will happen later. Because ice replaces only bhis and bhis is always sup. So we know that ice will get the property of sup. Okay, so we do this in many cases. Bhavinim samyam ashritya. We know that a samya will definitely going to happen, or some karya is definitely going to happen later. Then we use that to prevent. Say, nimittam vinashonmukham drashtva tatprayuktam karyam nakurvanti. If we know that a nimitta is definitely going to be lost, we do not do karya depending on it. So when we know that ice is going to be vibhakti, we do not remove the sakara. Bhavi samyashrayana is found in many cases. So, any other questions? No. Okay, so there is one more thing, the Adesha Nirnaya. We decided the place of the Adesha, which is we know where to put the Adesha, but there are some cases where the Adesha itself, we have many choices. Okay, there are many things which are given as an Adesha. So which of those do we use an Adesha in a particular case is also a thing that is to be decided. Okay. So there is more than one case. When he say Ad Vriddhihi, Vriddhi is the Adesha. Vriddhi is three letters. A, I, O. So which of those three letters should we use? So similarly, there are many cases, especially in sandhis, where we find that the Adesha is many things. Okay. So which of those do we use in a particular case? So to decide that, there are different rules. Yathasankhyam anudesha samanam is one rule. Yathasankhyam anudesha samanam. Samasambandhi vidhihi. Where the sthani and the Adesha are in equal numbers. Where the numbers are equal. Or whether the sthani and nimitta also, it need not always be the adesha. If the sthani and nimitta are in equal numbers, then we take yathasankhya, means respectively. So, say for example, echo ayavayavaha. He says sthaninaha, echaha is shashti. So sthanis are four, A, I, O, A, O, I, O. Okay. So the adeshas are also four, ay, av, ay, av. Okay. So then which is the Adesha for which? So Yathasankhyam respectively, which means A is replaced by I, O by Av, I by I, and Av by Av. Yathasankhyam Anudeshaha Samanam. So where we have equal numbers, okay, then we take correspondingly or respectively. Similarly, when we saw Adyantau Takitau, Adi Antau Tit Kitau. Okay, so there is 2 and 2. So we decide adihi tit ante hit. Okay, so this is also yathasankhyam anudesha samana. So it is not only for deciding adesha, but generally if we have equal numbers, we can take it in the corresponding way. Yathasankhyam anudesha samana. But there are cases where there is no yathasankhya. That is, there are difference in the number of sthanis and the number of adeshas. So in that case, sthane antaratamaha. Sthane antaratamaha iti varadvayam. Prasange zati sadrishatamaha. Here antarya means sadrishya, similarity. Sadrishatamaha adeshaha syat. So that which is the closest to the sthani, that which is most closely related to the sthani will be the adesha. So before that there was a question. Yathasankhyam anudesha samanam, can it also be used for the agama? Yes, it can be used for anything. Okay, everywhere. Say, ngnoho kuk tuk shari. So, ngakarasya kuk, nakarasya tuk. So, everywhere you find equal numbers, we apply yathasankhyam anudesha samanam. Sthane antaratamaha. So, this is purely for adeshas. So, prasange sati, when we are using the sthana, replacing one with the other, sadrishatamaha, that which is the most closely related will be the adesha. Okay. Jhalam jashonte, the sutra. Jhalam is the sthani, shashti. So, jhal is all these letters. From jhabhanya till shashasar and even hal. Okay, hakara is also there. So, for all these, adesha is jash. Jashaha is prathama bahuvachana. So, ja, ba, ga, da, da. So number of sthanis is more and adesha is only 5. So in this case, how we decide? Antaratamaha, that which is the closest. Closest in what? In the properties of the varna. So by properties, we take the sthana and prayatna. Sthana prayatnaha adhitaha, sthanam prayatnam cha ashritya, antaratamyam nishchiyate. Okay. Say for example, there is vak. Okay, the word vak. Now, here the kakara is a jhal. Okay, kapa, chatata, chatata, kapa. So it has to be replaced by jash at the end of a pada. Okay. So now kakara is replaced by gakara because ja, ba, ga, da, da. In the adesha, with the sthana for kakara is kantha. So among the adeshas, it is only gakara which has the same sthana. So sthana sadrishyat, because of similarity in sthana, we replace kakara by gakara. So if it were say chakara, we would replace by jakara. If it were pakara or something, we would replace by bakara. So it replaces the adesha is the one which is closely related. Among ja, ba, ga, da, da, the adesha which is most closely related to kakara is gakara because of the sthana. So we replace ka with ga. Okay. So similarly, we have another thing called yes, Muttalakshmi.
Yeah, that will include ha also.
Yeah, it will. I should have written it. I mean, pratyahara is just an error. So hakara also is there in chal, but hakara does not get jasta. That's a different thing because there is hodha. But in jhal, yes, hakara is also there. So there is a word like tad hitam, okay, where hakara is to be replaced by a purva savarna. Okay, so purva savarna, the savarnas of dakara are 5. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. Okay. So now, which should replace hakara is a question. So, all the adeshas have the same sthana. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. They are all dantyas. Okay? Little asanam, dantaha. So, we cannot decide based on the sthana. In this case, we decide based on the bahya prayatna. Okay? So, sthani is hakara. Hakarasya bahya prayatnaha. Samvaraha, nadaha, ghoshaha. Hakara is hash. So, the bahya prayatna is samvara, nada, ghosha. Okay? So in tatha dadhana, what has samvara nada ghosha is dadhana. Okay, ta and tha have a different bahya prayatna, which is vivara shvasa ghosha. So we eliminate the khar letter, which is ta and tha. So we have dadhana. Again, another bahya prayatna for hakara is mahaprana. So among da, dha, na, dhakara is mahaprana. So we choose dhakara because it is antaratama, sadrishatama. The most related to hakara is dhakara. So we replace hakara by dha, it becomes tadhitam. Okay. So this is how, if there are different numbers of sthanis and adeshas, we decide based on the antarya, the relation between the sthani and the adesha. There is also one more special thing with regard to rukara. Okay? Uran raparaha is a paribhasha. Uhu an raparaha iti trini padani santi. Uhu is shashti of rukarasya. Like pitru becomes pituhu, ru becomes uhu. Uhu nama rukarasya sthane yaha anna. Okay, when an an is a e u. An pratyaharaha sarvada purvanakarena. An ityukte akara ikara ukaraha. So an rikarasya sthane yaha an. So when we have an letter replacing ukara, then saha raparasaneva pravartate. It will always be followed by a repha. The adesha will have a repha added to it. For example, when we are doing guna, sedeva rishihi, guna is hrasva akara. Aden guna, hrasva akara is the guna. So it will be rapara. So we do ar. Deva rishihi, devarshihi. So wherever akara is given as an adesha for r, it will be treated as ar. It will always be followed by repha. Similarly, if it is akara as adesha, it will always be ar. So for example, if you are doing a vriddhi, rishi is a word, so r is replaced by vriddhi. Okay, vriddhi is akara and it is rapara. So arsha. So rishi, a is a pratyaya, so it becomes arsh. Okay, r becomes ar. If ikara is the adesha, it becomes ir. Okay, so r dantasya dhatohu it. So r karanta dhatu gets it. So kr. It is replaced by ir. So kirati. So r is replaced by ir. So kir. So forms becomes kirati. So if it is ukara, it will be ur. Like say pitru. Rutaha ut. Rukara is replaced by ukara, which is rapara. So pitu ur. Pitur. So sarvatra yatra akaraha, ikaraha, ukarova. If an is given as the adesha for kara, it will be rapara, followed by a repha. Okay? So, it is also for lkara. For lkara, because rulu varnayoho mithas savarnyam. Rukara and lkara are always treated as savarnas. So, whatever is told for rukara is also for l. So, if it is l, it will be lapara. So, for lkara, if you have akara, it will be al. Tava lkaraha. Taval karaha. For lakara it is ar, for lakara it will be al. So the other cases. Okay. So for the adesha, if the adesha is for rakara, it will always be rapara, followed by a repha. Uran raparaha. Clear? Any questions? Okay, so there are two questions, both of which I think unfortunately are out of scope of this. How do we get l as lapara? Well, that is, again, we have a ra pratyahara, again, which is a huge topic. So, maybe we'll discuss this afterwards. So, because it says ra here refers to both repha and lakara. So, u, the rakara refers to both r and l. So, for rakara it is ar and for lakara it is al. Okay, so detailed discussions someplace else probably. I'm sorry. Again, in Deva Rishihi, why does Ru become a? So that is also, I'll answer it out of the class. Okay, not now, because they are separate discussions by themselves. Okay. Any other questions? Is this clear? So we'll just quickly see a few examples. Akasavarne dirghaha. Okay. Akaha is shashti, nama akvarnasya sthane. Dirghaha is prathama, dirghaha adeshaha bhavati. Savarne, avyavahite savarne pare. When followed by a savarna, ak is replaced by dirgha. So now the sthani is ak. A, e, u, r, l. Okay. So the adeshas, there are many. Okay. So there are the dirghas are possible for I, Ur, A, I, O, O. There are 8 dirghas. So now, what is the adesha for what? So here we use sthane antaratamaha. So yatra akaraha asti, tatra akaraha eva svikriyate. Because it is savarna, it is the same sthana, kanthasthanam. Ikaraha asti chet, ikaraha adesha bhavati. Talusthanam, because of similarity in sthana. Ukarasya sthane, ukara eva adeshaha, oshthau. Eva mrukarasya sthane, rukaraha. Likarasya sthane pi, rukara eva adeshaha. Because rulu varnayohum is a savarnyam. So there is no other letter which is closest to likara. So we choose r, because it is savarna to likara. So always it is the dirgha. The savarna dirgha, that is why we call it, is because of sthane antaratamaha, that which is the closest will be chosen as the adesha. So deva alayaha, devalayaha, harishaha, gurupadeshaha, pitru runam, pitru runam. All cases we are using sthane antaratamaha for deciding the adesha. Echo ayavayavaha, as we saw, Echaha, ay, av, ay, avaha, achi. So, echaha is shashti. Ech varnasya sthane. Ay, av, ay, avaha. Sprathama. Ete adeshaha bhavanti. Achi. Avyavahite achi pare. So, when followed by ach, ech is replaced by these. So, here, sthanis are 4, adeshas are 4. So, we use yathasankhya marudesha samanam. So A is replaced by I, O by Av, I by I, and Av by Av. So Hare A, Haraye, Vishno A, Vishnave, Nai Akaha, Nayakaha, Pau Akaha, Pavakaha. So all these cases we use Yathasankhya Manudesha Samanam. Udasthastam hohu purvasya. Okay, so this is another interesting example. Udaha is panchami, sthastam hohu is shashti, purvasya is shashti, and savarnaha. Purva savarna is the adesha. Purvasya savarnaha. The savarna of the earlier one will be the adesha. We have uttu sthanam. Okay. Now sthastam hohu is the shashti. Okay. Sthani sakaraha, because of adeh parasya, parasya yad vihitam, tattasya adeh bodhyam. So stha is defined as a shashti nirdishta, but only the first letter of sakara, I mean of sthana, which is sakara, is replaced. Okay, the the decision of the adesha sthana is by adeh parasya. Adeshas are takarasya savarnaha, tatha dadhana iti pancha. So sthane antaratamaha. So here again we use sadrishya. So as we saw, the sakara, the sthani is vivara, shvasa, aghosha and mahaprana. So among these, tatha dadhana, only t and th are vivara, shvasa, aghosha. Among them, thakara is mahaprana. So we choose thakara, which is the only letter among the 5 which has the same bahya prayatna. Antaratama, so that which is the closest to it. So ut th thanam, sakara is replaced by thakara. So we both decide which is the place and what is the adesha, right? Okay, I think there is one more. So ino ga lungi. Okay, inaha is shashti, ga is prathama, and lungi is saptami. Ardhadhatuke is the adhikara. So in, when followed by lung, it gets ga as the adesha. In is the dhatu. It is a, okay. So anekalshit sarvasya, ga and lung. I think we don't require this because in nakara is anyway it. So it is only e. Okay. So you can see examples. This is not a, sorry. So you have other examples like say hano vadhalingi. If han is replaced by vadha, we replace the entire han with vadha because of anekalshit sarvasya. The adesha is anekal, we replace the entire thing. Okay. So that's it for today. We decided the adesha sthana. So nit antyasya, anekalshit sarvasya parasya adehe alontyasya. So the rest is for antyasya alaha. So that is the adesha sthana. For deciding the adesha itself, we studied three sutras. Yatha sankhya manadesha samanam. If there are equal numbers, then it is yatha sankhya, that is corresponding or respectively. Then if it is sthane antaratamaha, if in other cases we use sadrishya, urandraparaha, if it is for rakara, we use adesha as rapara. Okay. So we have an exercise where which is the sthani, which is the adesha, and what is the sthana of the adesha is to be decided. So I will change the example. So it's just like, I mean, you decide what is the sthani based on the vibhakti. Whatever is in shashti is a sthani. The adesha, is it sarvadesha, antya, adi, which is the placement, and what is the nimitta. Okay. So you have the sutras, and whatever given in square brackets is the anuvritti. Okay. Sutra number with anuvritti. So there are some cases where there is a note. Okay. So to decide what is the adesha, what is the placement. So there are some cases where you have to decide it based on the sthane antaratamaha or yatha sankhya, and cases where you have to decide the placement, whether it is for the final letter, beginning letter, or total. Okay. So there was one question which I left answering somewhere. So why the iti in tasmin iti nirdishte purvasya and tasmad iti uttarasya? So iti is not, as you said, usually mentioned. It is like tasmin there refers not to the word tasmin, but all saptami vibhaktyantas. So that is indicated by iti. Iti is an anukarana of tasmin, that is saptami. So that is why wherever we use saptami, we use the paribhasha, not where he just says tasmin. And similarly, tasmat is tasmat iti. It's not using the word tasmat, but wherever we have panchami vibhakti. So to indicate that, he specifically mentions iti. Okay. And for clarity, he has mentioned it in both sutras. Okay. So there's one more question. Visarga or anuswara is not al. Visarga is also al, anuswara is also al. Okay, it is a single letter. Dayoga Vahas are also treated as part of Maheshwara Sutra. Even though they are not told in the Maheshwara Sutra, the Bhashyakara accepts their placement in the Maheshwara Sutra. So they are also al. Okay. So if Visarga is the Adesha, it is Ekal. It is just Visarga. If Anuswara is Adesha, it is also Ekal. So we'll stop here. ఏనాక్షర సమాం నాయమధిగమ్య మహేశ్వరాత్ కృత్సం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః. వాక్యకారం వరరుచిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణినిం సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతోస్మి మునిత్రయం.